new week has begun, and we're happy you've begun it with us. This is CNN 10. I'm your anchor, Carl Azus. Our first story, the communist nation of North Korea has apparently carried out its first missile test since 2017, and analysts say it could also be a test of the United States. For years, the two rival countries have been at odds over North Korea's nuclear weapons program and its missiles that could potentially carry a nuclear weapon. In the past, North Korea has said its nuclear program is a right. The United States and other members of the United Nations have said it's illegal, and they've put strict penalties on North Korea's economy to pressure the country to end its nuclear program. North Korea wants those sanctions removed. The U.S. wants North Korea's weapons programs ended. But the two sides did not reach a deal when their leaders met for a second summit in February. And experts say the missile test that North Korea conducted on Saturday could be a warning that North Korea is frustrated that progress hasn't been made since this winter. The White House says while it continues to apply pressure to North Korea's economy, the U.S. hopes the two countries can get back to the negotiating table to reach a deal. Experts who examined this satellite image say it probably captured the smoke trail that one of the missiles left. It's believed to be from a short-range projectile, so it wouldn't technically break a North Korean promise not to fire long-range missiles. Still, analysts say this could be a sign that more tests are on the horizon.